going to change this bit. Sometimes you get away with a lot, but it's always, always want to do last, and it's always tricky.
Hi, my name's Paul Dexter. For the past 3 or 4 days now, I've been curating the Stephen Fox retrospective here at Studio 17 in the Tangent Gallery. Stephen has a massive body of work to pick from. He's been a member here for 17 years. For many years, he specialised in his watercolours, A4 watercolours, which he'd either select from local scenes or bits from magazines, National Geographic, things like that.
What's it feel like going through stuff from such a... because it's a long time he's been doing it. Have you uncovered anything?
Yeah, we have uncovered some real gems. He's one for flowers. We think he paints flowers because his mum likes flowers, but, yeah, a quarter of his work is often floral, especially in this show. There's a lot of sunflowers, butterflies.
So he should be outside painting things today in the weather that we've got, because the flowers are blooming and are lovely at the moment.
That's true. He's not normally one for plein air work. He'll photograph and develop his images from his photographs. But his work is simplified, and somebody said to me once, art is what you can get away with. He's not a stickler for detail, but the works are strong and bold. He uses colour in quite an unusual way as well.
And when is the exhibition going to start, and when can people visit?
The exhibition starts tomorrow, that's Friday the 17th, at 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock. And after then, we're running from the 18th of July until the 18th of August. All are welcome, and the show itself is open daily, Tuesdays till Saturdays, 12 till 4.
Let's start off. Tell us who you are and what you're doing here.
Right, I'm Stephen Fox. I'm an artist from Newbold Verdon, and I've been a member of Albert Street Artist Studio 17 for 17 years. And basically, I'm a watercolour artist, acrylic artist, oil artist, and abstract artist. And I'm really into landscapes, abstract, and all other still lifes and stuff.
So today you're doing something. What is it you're doing?
We're getting ready for a show on Friday at 6 o'clock. It's a retrospective Stephen Fox show, and it's got work from about 17 years that I've been going to the art group. So it's all new stuff, and then old stuff as well, like landscape, abstract, and I haven't got any portraits in it though. I'm not really good at portraits, but it's got lots of other stuff really.
And today's about setting that up and sorting out what you want to show.
Yes, Paul Dexter is hanging the show for me, and Gemma Bagley is doing the labels, and Victoria and Ellie are helping do the show, and we're going to lay on some nibbles and drinks for Friday. So hopefully we'll get a good show. I think the mayor's coming as well, so it's going to be good.
What does that feel like, having a retrospective show of your work?
Well, I have had a show in the past, but it was in 2011, so it's been a long while since I've had a whole art show to myself. I did have a show in 2012 in Colville at Hermitage FM, which is moved now to a different site. But yeah, that was oil landscapes, and I didn't manage to sell anything, but it was a good it's a good good to have your own show. And that was for a couple of weeks in 2012.
So you've been doing art for a long time. Describe what your work is about, or what people can expect when they come to see it.
Oh, you can expect lots of colours and landscapes and still life, really. That's my main motto, is landscapes and still life. I haven't really put that much watercolours in, because I've been mobbed with acrylic work recently, so I've been doing lots of acrylic work.
And what's your take? What's your vibe, if you like? How is your work unique to you?
Well, I draw from photographs, but I also draw from still life, so I make it up as I go along, really, and that's the way I do it, really. And all the different colours sort of appear on the palette as I go along. I like my blues, I like my reds, and I like my greens. So, yeah.
And what do people say about your work? What kind of feedback do you get from people about it?
Oh, they like my village pictures with still life houses and roads and trees and people, and the watercolour ones sold a couple a few years ago to one of the friends of the art group. Joe Gibbs's dad bought one of the watercolour Spanish view, if I remember rightly. My memory's not too good, but yeah, Joe Gibbs's dad's got one, and a few others have sold in the past as well.
Behind us, I don't know if you can see, there's some lovely flowers on the table in a vase with some sunflowers. When you look at a still life and you see something, what is it you think about when you're looking at a scene, looking at a landscape? That what appeals to you?
The colours and the shape, really. I like doing flowers that are from still life. Like sunflowers are good, and so are lilies, and so are roses as well. So roses are really hard. I really struggle doing roses. Getting the shapes to look like the but I managed to get the colours all right. And I've done some blue sunflowers in the past. Well, that's gone down well. I've got some prints of that, so.
When you look back over all the work that you're now going through to decide what to go on the wall, how do you feel about it when you see it now?
I just can't believe how much work I've got. I've got hundreds and hundreds of pieces of work. It's just like ploughing through the work. I've got a whole bedroom full of work from all my years at the art group and all the different life drawing classes and other classes I've been to in the past. I did a WAA class and I did life drawing there, and then I did abstract class at WEA. They don't do it anymore, so I'm a bit annoyed about that. You have to go to Leicester for it, unfortunately.
And being here at Albert Street, what does that mean to you?
Oh, it means the world to me. I mean, I think I travel 15 miles from Newbold Burden to Loughborough every day. So, obviously, the pennies cost a bit of money in petrol, but I put the hours in and I help the group as much as I can with sales and submit subs and I do all that I can to help the art group, really, because we need funding. So if anyone's out there want to fund Studio 17, would be very grateful.
Last question is, where can people find out more information about your work? Are you on Instagram or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram 760 on Stephen Fox 760, and then on Facebook Stephen Fox Art, and then it's my website is StephenFoxArt-collections.com.
Tell us who you are, what you're doing here today.
Hello, I'm Vicky. I'm here at Stephen's show to support him and to encourage him and to help out with cleaning and generally do things like that.
And what have you thought of, as you've been opening the boxes and putting things in frames, what have you thought about, what have you reflected on about Stephen's work?
The joy in it, the immediacy of it, I've always loved Stephen's work. I just think it's so joyful and really interesting and quirky as well.
Now, joined by your friend.
Hi, I'm Ellie. I've come today to help Stephen set up his show. It's all very exciting.
What's exciting about it?
It's just lovely to see all his work. He's brought things from home that we've not seen before, and he has a huge collection of pieces. He seems to be able to open a drawer and there'll be 40 more. Very productive artist.
And being a friend of Stephen, do you see how the artwork helps him? Does it give him something? I don't want to ask too personal a question, but it's like, does it give him his drive? Because he's so committed about coming in every day to do it.
Definitely. He comes in nearly every day. I think it really helps him. I think we all support each other, really. But Stephen probably supports everyone more than he could ever know. He's like a ray of sunshine. He really does. Fabulous.
So generally, the atmosphere of the Studio 17 crew, tell us about that a little bit and just say what you get out of it and why these kind of places are so important.
I guess it's mutually supportive. I believe that we all bring the best of ourselves here and we use our talents for one another and we create. It's a vibe that's really vibrant, it's supportive, encouraging and fun. Yeah.